You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And it is my pleasure this evening to have a gentleman with me in the studio that is going to represent something a little bit different than we've ever done before, I think, on Conducting Conversations. We've had hundreds of guests, but I think this is the first time I've ever had a guest that is a president of a company that produces CDs. We'll find out all about how that works exactly. His name is Neil Weiss, and he is president of Wailing City Sound. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me here today. And hello to your audience, and hope we enlighten them, I guess.
Well, I think it'll be very enlightening. Great. Because this is an area that everyone probably that is listening to this program owns lots of CDs. And they normally would hear from the artists and the people that make the music, but this is an opportunity to get a little bit more information about how all that happens. And you yourself do not play an instrument professionally, correct?
No, I don't play, and if I did, it would be painful, I think. But I am a big fan, and I think going back to when I was probably high school and really into music, thought about putting out records in those days, but it was during the sort of the dot-com bubble, late 1990s, when I decided to indulge this, something like 50 years later, try to actually start to put out some music.
Now, your background, are you a New Englander? You've been in New England a while?
I grew up on Long Island, right outside New York City.
Hey.
And then went to college in New England and have stayed here and lived very close to the coast.
Very close
for
to
many,
the coast.
Many years.
You're now in the Dartmouth area, correct?
I live in Dartmouth, Mass, yes.
Dartmouth, Mass, and have a business in New Bedford. And our little, small world connection is I was actually born in New Bedford, and that has nothing to do with this at all, but I thought I would throw that out there.
No, that's great.
There's always a connection someplace. And Dartmouth, Mass, and your record label company is out of where?
Well, it's out of my house, actually. The official label address is Dartmouth, Massachusetts. The day job where I earn a living is right in downtown New Bedford in the historic district. So the label is called Wailing City Sound. Obviously, after New Bedford, we were the Wailing City. We were the capital of whaling in the world. And
right.
At one time, as you know, one of the richest city, still number one fishing port in the country for about 9 years based on dollar value of the catch.
It's amazing. It's a long heritage of the ocean and the Wailing City Sound. And Herman Melville, of course, the famous movie, the world premiere there in 1957, Moby Dick.
That's
and,
right.
I was actually there at that world premiere.
Wow.
See, that's how old I am. But let's get to some music that you've brought with you. You have brought, we're going to actually listen to 7 different CDs today. And these are all CDs that the company has produced,
Yes, we have 48 CDs issued and about 5 in the pipeline. So we're starting with number one, the first CD that was put out, I think, 1999. Rhode Island native Marcel Gauvin was born in, I believe, in Woonsocket, or her family is from. She lives in Westport, Mass now. Vocalist. And John Harrison was the producer and on piano. Peter Contremus on bass and recording engineer. That was very difficult.
Well, that's
and
right.
Jack Mena, another Rhode Islander, on drums. And the saxophone on this track is Mike Monaghan, who was with the Boston Pops Jazz Quartet, among other things.
All right, so we'll listen to this CD, which is cut number 3, Hoagy Carmichael tune called Skylark.
Thank you. where my love can be. Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Oh, skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a serenading the moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
is a great tune, and one of the things that's of interest to me, because most of my conducting conversation shows have always been, as I've mentioned, with usually with the artists that are involved, and here we're kind of doing a behind the scenes thing. And tell us exactly what, I guess, would you call yourself a promoter or producer, or what's what would the
title
be?
Well, what we are is a label. We do some production, a little bit, not much. Mm-hmm. We do some promotion, although generally not directly. I guess the best way to explain it is that if you are a musician or a performer and you want to put out a CD, we can do every step that is required to make that happen.
From actually recording
it, getting backup musicians,
getting the possibly graphics done,
the graphics, the duplication, mm-hmm. national and international radio promotion and promotion to press, national distribution through Allegro in Portland, Maine, mm-hmm. Portland, Oregon. I'm sorry,
sister city,
Portland, Oregon, a very well known mm-hmm. distributor. What I say is that the big stores won't necessarily put the CDs in on the shelf, but if they wanted to, they could get them easily.
Right.
But the part we can't do recently is pay for all this. That's the,
bank, in other words, right?
Well, we're not even, in some sense, people go to labels expecting to get money. And what I'm saying is that we can't do that anymore. So I always say, I ask the question for the artist, then why do we need you? You know, who cares?
Right.
And the difference is that if you put it out yourself, you don't have national distribution and you probably don't have the recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Stations, as you probably know, get, you know,
sure.
tens, maybe hundreds of CDs a week. How do you stand out from that? Well, Wailing City Sound has a very good reputation. And
As a sidelight, as a matter of fact, as we sat in the studio here this evening, you looked at our rack of CDs and saw one of your CDs right in the rack there.
That's right, at the top.
So your job is, someone is doing a good job.
That's
getting
right.
the stuff distributed.
That's right. But anyway, so what you get is you won't necessarily save any money, but I think your money will go a lot further.
And I imagine the ease of it. You know, you're not having to worry about, you know, all those details you talked about. If you're an artist, most artists don't care about that stuff. They just want to sing. That's true.
And I also feel that we do our job well. We're not mediocre. We're better than mediocre. In terms of the packaging, we do provide packaging. I have a very talented
mm-hmm.
Designer named David Arruda Jr. And some artists come to us specifically for
just
him,
for that. Okay.
Just for that, said, mm-hmm. well, we don't really care about you, Neil, but can we get Dave Arruda?
Okay. Now, if people were interested to get more information, you have a website?
WailingCitySound.com. Typically, I use, for the communication side, my day job email. Is it okay to get
sure,
that?
Sure, absolutely.
Nweiss, Nweiss, at F-O Center. F as in Frank, Oscar, CENTER.com. But if they went to Wailing City Sound, I would get it also.
Yeah,
the answer
fine.
Will come from from the day job.
All right. Let's go to this next piece that one of my favorite tunes, as a matter of fact, that you have here on a CD. And tell us about this CD.
Okay, this one's a little bit unusual. I say that most of the CDs that Wailing City Sound puts out, I have nothing to do with the recording. I get involved after it's completely done and mm-hmm. really a very hands-off kind of a thing in terms of the recording. This one is the exact opposite. I call it a vanity project. I put the band together. I threw a giant party. no rehearsal. The musicians didn't even know each other and recorded it and did a lot of editing. And I chose the songs and the whole deal. Recording, a live recording by a band that never met each other and by songs with no rehearsal. Anyway, it's terrific. The singer is a woman named Sarah Brooks who lives in New Hampshire now, immensely talented, and I hope to do lots more stuff with her. And the backup band is primarily Providence and New Bedford area musicians. Maybe we can talk a little after. But yes, this is At Last, Etta James tune, and of course... was it Beyonce who did it at the inauguration?
Right, yeah, I think so.
Did a very nice job. Again, very much to the original recording, and so is this version. But Sarah Brooks, and this was recorded at the Wailing Museum in New Bedford. So the title of the CD is Under the Bones of the Great Blue Whale. And if you've been to the Wailing Museum,
you see the big skeleton
in
up
recent
there.
Years, you know yeah. that we mean that very literally.
Right.
The band was under the bones.
Okay, we'll listen to At Last. ¶¶
love, I'm blue. Well, my heart's wrapped up in clover. A dream that I could speak to, a dream I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. It's a thrill, Bobby, I've never known.
Song. This next CD you brought is kind of a little bit different. We have lots of different variety here tonight, and this one is non-vocal. Tell us about this one that you brought.
A guitarist from, I think, living in Mystic, Connecticut, or that area at mm-hmm. this time, but does quite a bit of traveling, Ron Murray, and he's flamenco-trained jazz player, an excellent performer. I think that people listening to this show might get a sort of a skewed view of what we do. We open with two vocalists. We do have some vocals, male and female, but we're primarily instrumental. And okay. we started out with primarily tenor sax players, and then we've morphed into guitar player label.
All right.
But anyway, this Ron Murray, very talented performer and also an excellent performer in person in the best possible way. He knows, he respects his audience, but he also understands that he has to deliver in a sense, and he really does that on every song. I think that some fine technical performers can learn a lot from Ron Murray about addressing the audience in the widest sense.
Well, we'll listen to While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and then we'll take a commercial break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations and Neil Weiss from Wailing City Sound.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Neil Weiss, who is the president of Wailing City Sound, which is a, in my old-fashioned terms, a record label company.
That's right. That's right.
Do they call them CD label companies now?
Or just recordings? I refer to them as a kind of a record label or a CD label. But I think in terms, people use the word record. We actually don't put out records. Vinyl is supposedly the only growth area in the music industry, almost, or at least certainly in the discs or whatever, however you would define that, people are buying more vinyl than they did last year.
You mean going back to the old 33 type of thing?
Yes, but some music is coming out only in vinyl.
Really?
And young people are buying vinyl. Yes, yes. New things. And some of it is high-end pressings of classics, but I'm not into vinyl at this point in my life.
All right.
Myself, yes, it's a phenomenon.
Now, I would presume a company like Wailing City Sound, you've been around for, what, about 10 years now?
10 years, yeah.
You're not doing this alone, right?
We don't have a staff in the sense that anyone gets paid. It's a very expensive so far. It's getting less expensive, but but we do have a core group of people. Wailing City Sound does not directly have employees. But, yes, the team consists of David Aruda Jr., who also works with me at the day job, doing the design work. Ginny Shea of Cranston, Rhode Island, Mixed Media, who does our, what I call, intense New England radio promotion and internet and press and a lot of our mailings. A lot of our jazz work is done radio promotion by Michael Morick of Matrix Promotions in Nashville. I mentioned Allegro Media in Portland, Oregon, does our distribution. A lot of our pressings are done by Wonder Drug Records in Cambridge, Mass., although not all of them are pressed there.
Okay.
But that's something of the group.
Well, rolling along on our list of interesting music that you brought with you, this next one is an interesting-looking cover. It's called Golden Earrings. Tell us about what we're going to listen to here.
This CD has a pretty big backstory, if that's what it's called. This is by Joe Beck, a guitarist who passed away a little over a year ago, and a vocalist named Laura Theodore. They had produced a kind of a Broadway show together of songs that were performed by Peggy Lee and written by Peggy and her husband, Dave Barber.
Sure.
And they had done some rehearsing, and they actually recorded these songs, and then Joe got sick and fairly suddenly passed away, so the show didn't continue, but this is Joe's last recording as far as I know. So it's Peggy Lee's songs, songs associated with Peggy and written by her and her husband, performed by just Joe on guitar, playing a very special alto guitar, and the vocalist Laura Theodore.
All right, and the song we're going to listen to is Johnny Guitar.
And a particular note on this is Joe's introduction.
Okay.
Which is, I think, very nice.
We'll listen to that now. Thank you.
but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny, for the one they call Johnny Guitar. Play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know.
Actually saw Peggy Lee in concert.
Oh boy!
At one point in time, would I have seen someone along with her?
Joe Beck was toured with Peggy Lee for 10 years. When would that have been? Possibly the '70s.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's very possible that yes, that's yes. Yeah, so, and the other point on the going back to the idea of records, I really love liner notes. So a lot of our CDs have liner notes written by quality people. The liner notes for this CD were written by Bill Milkowski, who wrote, among other things, a biography of Jaco Pastorius. I don't know if you know, a very famous jazz bass player, died very, very young. Mm-hmm. Bill wrote the definitive book about Jaco, and he does a ton of writing, a real nice guy, and was a friend of Joe's.
Oh, okay.
And so we have exhaustive liner notes about Peggy and Laura Theodore and her connection to all this, and of course about Joe.
And that segues nicely into this next CD, because Joe is also on this one.
This is Joe's trio, kind of a dream trio for him. Santi DiBrano on bass, an excellent bass player, world class, and Thierry Arpino on drums. Anyway, John Coltrane's impressions and the arrangement was one that I guess I contributed a little bit, because I talked to Joe about doing a sort of a solo guitar intro, of a very loose kind of an intro, and he really liked the idea and incorporated it into the recording. And then they go into almost a rock and roll version, acid jazz or something, of a John Coltrane, a very well-known John Coltrane tune.
All right, well, because of the length of this next one, we're just going to listen to a portion of it. It's called Impressions. And then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations. Thank you. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a very pleasant evening listening to some diversified music, I guess we would have to say, that Neil Weiss has brought with him from Wailing City Sound. And in the category of It's a Small World After All, we've had a guest on our show before named Paul Sinoa. And you have a relationship with Paul, correct?
That's correct. We have just released his first CD as a co-leader with his wife, Audrey Sinoa, Sonatas for Viola da Gamba. Yes, I think that's what it's called. Yes. But it's his wife, Audrey, playing an instrument called a violoncello piccolo, which is an unusual version of the cello.
I used to play that all the time.
And Paul plays two different lines on the harpsichord. So the instrumentation of the Bach sonatas has been changed. The transcriptions are their own. And it's a wonderful recording. I'm very excited about it. I won't play it this time because he'll be on next time.
Right. We're going to be doing a show very soon with Paul
and
Audrey.
That.
And we'll hear all that music, and
but our
we'll talk about you.
Wonderful. Our other chamber release is by the Kantorsky Pope duo. It's Ann Pope and Valerie Kantorsky, two women who play a single piano, four hands, doing Brahms' 21 Hungarian Dances. And again, this is very much a departure for us, a fine recording.
Mm-hmm.
Got a very good reaction at classical radio, I guess you would call it.
All right. That's great. Well, we'll listen to this first cut on this CD.
It's the first dance number one.
All right.
Thank you.
thank you for coming in this evening and bringing us this interesting group of music. And we're going to go out with even a different piece.
Another left turn. This last one I am very excited about. This is actually our biggest seller. It's nothing like anything else we have. It's sea shanties.
All right.
Whaling songs. Half of the CD is by the New Bedford Harbor Sea Shanty Chorus, which is a 35-member group, mm-hmm. and they are all volunteers that work on the schooner Ernestina. For those of you who don't know, anchored in the city of New Bedford is an 1894 schooner named the Ernestina, at one time named the Effie Morrissey. But now the Ernestina, it's owned by the state. It's part of the Whaling Heritage Historical National Park, which is downtown New Bedford. Mm-hmm. And so half of the songs are by the large group, and then there's a smaller group called the Rum-Soaked Crooks that do some of the songs. But this is the title song from the CD, written by Jim Bean, who is a longtime, does a lot of things, a folk singer and composer, but longtime music teacher at Friends Academy in Dartmouth. But anyway, this is a song about the lovely Ernestina, is the title of the song that Jim wrote for the group.
Great.
Proceeds from this CD go directly to the Ernestina. So that's another thing that we were doing. And so anyone who likes the music, if you purchase this, for example, at the Whaling Museum or anywhere else from the chorus.
Thanks again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll listen to the lovely Ernestina and then see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Power and grace in a fallen sea, fear rise and roars of fire and free. The whistling wind makes the rain sing. Tell me, have you seen her? The grand old lady of the fishing fleet, she charted the ark. Of history still afloat, and she's known all along this Atlantic coast. Lovely Ernestina, power and grace in a following sea, we'll rise and roll so high and free. The whistling wind makes the rain sing. Tell me, have you seen her? The grand old lady of the fishing fleet, she charted. Times that are past and gone, but the past is present as we sail along. Tell me, have you seen her? We sing at the halyards for throat and peak. We sing for the windless clang and creak, or to warm the heart when the weather's bleak. Singing lovely Ernestina, power and grace in the following. Whistling. roll so fine and free. The whistling wind makes the rigging sing. Tell me, have you seen her? The grand old lady of the fishing fleet. She charted the Arctic waters deep and was the immigrant's way to America. Lovely Ernestina.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.